Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, it's been a pretty incredible 14 or 15 hours so far in Maine, and we are at the Brunswick Old Orchard Beach for roadshow number 4. We will be, I don't know what everybody's schedule is, Wiggy. I don't know if you're staying for the weekend. I will be here. Curtis and Ken, we're hanging around all the way through tomorrow.
Yeah.
And a Ken and Curtis show.
Yep.
Little family barbecue for the Lairds and the Curtises this evening over at the Shack.
I have James peeing in Ken's bed right now.
Excellent. Over.
So
I just saw my main neighbor Linda Curley making her way through here, and
best.
I will be seeking some assistance on the grill from Linda.
It's unbelievable if you ever listen to Greg on the phone, whether it's with Ashley, myself, Mrs. Hurley, the way in which women interact with Greg when they're planning something, it's like, well, maybe tomorrow we'll make a list so that we're not double buying. And why don't we have a conversation?
I do things on the fly.
Yeah.
I don't like to plan a lot of things. And
we've seen you travel.
You are very spontaneous.
But you guys are the best for being here this morning. And I know there was a request for some guest leads. Ken, can you orchestrate the microphone on some quick guest leads?
Don't give it to Brett. I already know.
Baseball Brett, he definitely wanted one. There was another gentleman.
From Gloucester.
Gary from Gloucester. Come on up, Gary. Come on up. Make your way up. You can start with Brett if you want, though. Ken, he's over to your right. Or you want to start with Gary. Yeah, come on up, Gary. This is your moment to shine.
Yeah, Gary.
Right?
How about a round of applause for Ken for putting all this together?
Yeah, Ken Laird, great
Boss
job.
Man. Boss man.
Gary, what's going on?
Hello. Gary from Gloucester. How are you?
How are you?
You're from
How
Boston?
Ya?
Gary
yeah.
from Gloucester.
Gloucester.
Are you coming to the Gloucester Roadshow?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Is that 2 weeks?
That is in
3 weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
All right. Excellent. We will be at the Beaupoint Hotel in Gloucester.
I think.
Yeah, you're right. 3 weeks. Today's the 6th.
Okay.
All right. Hey. Well. Hey. Hey. Yeah. How do you know that? Yeah.
No, just kidding. So, what's your guest lead?
My guest lead. Just a question. Shime. I know he's not here. I wish he was.
Yeah.
He's in Michigan, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey. Just curious.
Oh, Shime Stinks is here.
Shime Stinks. Oh, yeah.
Round of applause. Oh, he's got a shirt.
Oh my God.
Oh, we need a picture of that shirt.
I love it.
Oh, Thanks. That's awesome.
He's got the
back
Shime.
Of the shirt's the best.
Wiggy for president.
Wiggy for president. Okay.
That is right. Awesome.
Wiggy for president and Shime Stinks.
So right. I know real quick, Shime. I'm just curious about. Is he better at golf or making mashed potatoes?
Oh, I
think mashed potatoes. You can't be worse at golf.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
those potatoes were horrible.
Yes.
You were his caddy.
I was. I did the very best I could.
So you'd know better than anybody.
Not Curtis's fault.
And then you kicked his butt.
Yes,
and
I did.
Sorry, Shime, if you're watching on the golf course or wherever you are in Michigan.
Hey, we know,
but
if he's watching something on the golf course, we know it's not the ball. So. All right, Gary, thank you.
Hey, thank you very much.
Right, Gary.
Good job, Gary.
Gary.
Lost.
No, Worm. No,
okay.
No.
I like Worm.
Okay, Worm. Let's
go ahead. Hello.
Oh. Hi. Hello.
Hi,
Greg.
What's up?
What's up?
How you doing? You Good. Are?
Lauren. From Maine. Gorham.
From Gorham, Maine.
Yes.
All right. How about a round of applause for Lauren?
Part of my favorite family.
Thank you.
So my lead is the Red Sox, obviously. Love the Red Sox. But it has to be with the trade rumors around Jaren Duran. I think he is the face of the franchise, personally.
Okay.
I know that you looked shocked.
Well, no, I just meaning it's a face that you really are attracted to, or he's
well,
the guy.
I mean, both.
Okay. All right.
But I think he's really good for the clubhouse. If you were to trade him, then I do think you would lose a lot of trust that you had in the fan base, which honestly was probably a little on the rocks now, seeing all the decisions made so far this season. But bad choice. They shouldn't, in my opinion.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, I like it. So don't part with Jaren Duran.
Please don't.
Morons if they parted with Jaren Duran.
They would be
absolute idiots.
And coming off the documentary, too, like Jaren Duran has won over so many fans.
He's a great fielder. He's a great hitter. He's got speed.
But what if it's a month from now and you're completely out of it?
It doesn't matter. He's one of your building blocks, right?
Because he's cheap.
And he's
good.
What are you going to get for Jaren? Like, more prospects that you'll keep in Worcester for 2 months? Like, I'd much prefer to have Jaren Duran on the roster
and hoping they turn out like Jaren Duran.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Lifelong Mainer.
Great Larry Bird shirt.
Garden of Maine.
Very good.
Garden of Maine. Love it.
All
Bird, right. The man.
Larry Bird.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for coming here and letting us enjoy you guys. It's awesome. We love you. I love you. I listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
Anywho, so as much as I don't want to say this, I got to give Curtis some props here.
Amen.
So like 8 weeks ago, or whenever you announced the date for this road show, I booked a room at the Brunswick. Unbeknownst to me, there's the Brunswick in friggin' Brunswick, Maine.
Oh, one of those.
Happens to the best of us.
You're not the only person who did that this week.
Yeah.
Curtis did it.
In this parking lot, called every damn number I could possibly call. Nobody does anything till 4 o'clock. And when I called them and I finally spoke with someone, I asked a lot. You know, I made a mistake. Human error. We're human, right? We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
Could you just maybe $100? Give me $100. It was $400, non-refundable.
What? So your room in Brunswick, Maine, sat unoccupied last night.
They asked me if I wanted to cancel my reservation. I said absolutely not.
Yeah,
not letting you get another $400.
Smart.
You know? Where did you sleep?
Across the street.
Oh.
$100.
What's the name of the hotel across the street?
What is it? The Inn at Soho?
The Inn at Soho.
All right.
There you go.
Great job. Curtis did that.
Thanks, guys.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Curtis did that a few years ago, drove all the way to Brunswick, Maine, not the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach.
And if you ever think I'm too hard on Ken, go back and read the text he was firing away that night, gleefully seeing that I'm like an hour away. That was game one of the NBA Finals, I believe, with Steph Curry, the Celtics of the big comeback.
Yeah. All right. Who's next?
Worm's fine. Whatever.
Worm's fine.
Let's get him out of
Worm
the way.
Get Worm up here.
Worm.
All right.
Worm, do you really want it?
Worm was almost tossed.
Do they want it?
Okay.
Do you want it?
Worm.
America!
It's
on a
Worm, what's going on?
He's circling. Leave him alone.
Take it away.
Bye, Worm.
Take it away.
Take the mic away.
You can't be dropping F-bombs, pal. We got kids here.
You got kids.
We got kids here.
Mix in a water, Worm.
Okay.
All right. It's a wet worm.
There we go.
Okay.
Can they see it on Twitch? He's doing the worm.
Okay.
All right. Round of applause for the man. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Thank you.
Somebody make sure that gets a drive home. Okay.
If we could get can we get a breathalyzer over here, stat?
Let the record show I said no.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you did say no. We're also baseball, Brett. Are you?
Okay. You first have to worm.
One guy and then you, Brett. Okay, go ahead. What's up?
I'm sorry for that. That was yeah. He clearly has epilepsy.
He has an issue. I don't know.
Many. Should drug test or
yes.
something.
So just booze.
My lead was, I want to know, do you think Halliburton's starting to get some of the Tatum treatment where he's good, he's starting to become one of the better players of the league, but he doesn't get enough recognition for being as good as he is? I think him, Donovan Mitchell, are some of the more clutch players, and unfortunately, they don't really get the recognition because they're not the household name that you're seeing with SGA that goes to the foul line every 15 seconds. So.
I think Tatum
was
still
egregious last night.
Yeah,
it was egregious.
But that's what he does, and you know, he's a swamp player.
But they do it for him because he's an MVP. Like, let's be honest.
But I think they do it for Jalen Brunson. If you actively make it a point to get inside the paint and try to make plays, use your ball fakes, lean in the guys, you'll get to the free throw line.
They just don't do it in today's NBA enough. Like, you and I were talking about it either end of the third quarter or the fourth quarter, and those guys, they kept getting close.
Right.
And then OKC would open it back up.
Right.
And we were both like, just drive to the hoop. Get the ball down low and get a couple. You don't have to always be shooting threes to get yourself back in a basketball game. It's so annoying.
But the problem is the way they got back in that game is because they made three. So they fall in love. It's like this double-edged sword. It gets you there, but then it also kills you when you don't make them. And, you know, I give SGA credit for doing what he does, getting to the line. And Halliburton – I think with Halliburton, he's a good player. Maybe we just don't see him enough, or he's not in the world yet of the superstars. But if he's able to win one here, I don't think there's no denying. You know, you gotta stop putting him in those conversations.
All right, here is Baseball Brett, everybody. Hello, Baseball Brett.
Good morning. Go. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. All right. Courtney.
Hello.
Courtney knows I'm coming after her on this take.
So. Oh, you're coming after Courtney?
Yeah, I got two Roman Anthony takes. Mm. The first one, for every game that they don't bring Roman up and the Red Sox lose, they're doing their franchise a disservice, okay?
Because I agree with you 100%.
They're at the point now in their season where they're at the precipice where if they could, like Wiggy was saying earlier, if they could rattle off 8 of 10, they're going to be okay. They'll survive. They'll give us some baseball over the summer. So for every game they don't bring Roman up over the summer, it's a disservice for their franchise. Okay. And I also think it would take pressure off the whole Cora-Breslow debate because it would give the fans, it would interject some energy into the fan base. So that's my thought on that.
Good job.
Okay. Yeah. Not done with you yet. Okay. Coco, what did you say about Roman with the laundry cart?
It was a dink move, I believe. D-I-N-K. Yes. Dink move.
Called him a dink.
Yeah. So
I didn't call him a dink. Dink move.
Okay. So I completely – I take the opposite end of that. So if you ever see these guys leave the stadium or leave the hotel we're on the road, the people that are involved in these little autograph scrums are awful. They are old adult males with a whole binder full of things for the players to sign. And once they sign them, those will be up for sale within 24 hours. There's no kids involved in these scrums. There are no – they're all old men, and they know exactly where the teams stay on the road. They know exactly where to get the players. Greg had mentioned – not good to do to your paying fans, the fan base. That these are not people that go to the games. These are not your fans. These are autograph seekers.
Yeah.
They're completely just different. When Roman is in the stadium before the game, he'll sign every single autograph for all the kids because you can identify the kids that come down that seek it. So
but not a bunch of 45-year-old dudes who are just trying to make money off.
Binders and balls and they're pushing.
Which is fine. Don't put it on social media and try to make a joke out of it. If you are a part of the Woo Sox organization, if you're part of the Red Sox organization and you're at this part of the year where you guys suck, it's a bad look. It's a bad look no matter what you do. Well, if you're a social media manager, you should be better at knowing what is going to play and what's not going to play. They did yesterday or the other day did not play for most of the fan base. You look at those responses, and I got into this with Blackie yesterday. I'm not saying Roman Anthony should be kicked out of baseball for life. I'm just saying Roman Anthony needs to take accountability for his own actions. If a social media person told him to do it, go do it. Then go back and sign the little boy that was waiting for your autograph at the end of the line.
Would you like to apologize to Roman Anthony?
No, I didn't say anything wrong.
You called him a dink.
I said a dink move.
And then another guy called up and said, oh, yeah, Courtney, he didn't sign my kid's thing.
No, that was a DM.
No, was you at the Reggie Lewis Center.
No, but that was fake news right there, though.
But I would everything. Say, wait, just, I love you, Brett. Brett and I had a good back and forth on this last night. I'll take everything you said about how many guys were there. If I were president, the first thing I would do would be to make Tom Brady president. And then I would say that if you are over 16, you cannot get an autograph.
Yeah.
Flat rule. Yeah. I just
agree.
Go reevaluate your life.
We agree on that.
But I would also say that the organization, if this is the problem you describe, exacerbated the problem by promoting Roman Anthony, avoiding the people they're trying to avoid. It's such a self-own. Like, why would you post something where your best player, the best prospect in baseball, is going out of his way to the consumer? We're in this business. We didn't know what you knew. So nobody watching that has the background and context for you that you have. So everybody that's a follower of the team that follows the Woo Sox sees Roman Anthony thinking he's better than everybody, avoiding signing autographs.
Right. Yeah.
Why is that good?
Yeah, I do think it's a Red Sox issue, right? It's like it comes from the top down. It's just like it's pointing out the bigger issues that Red Sox have.
But why would you promote your player being a dink?
Yeah.
Nobody knows anything about Roman Anthony. I don't know any. I've never heard his voice. So why would my first meeting of him be him in a laundry cart avoiding fans?
Avoiding like 10 fans.
Like, it's so silly.
Also, the bigger issue they have is they stank.
They stank.
Yeah, they stank.
All right.
Baseball Brett. Round
I love you, Brett.
Baseball Brett. All right. Oh, somebody's getting a little bossy over there. What'd you say? Do I want a what? Do I want a break? Yeah. I can't hear you. Speak up. What do you want to say, boss?
It's time to trend.
It is right now?
Yes.
No, I don't want a break.
It's time to know who's boss.
I think I want to keep talking.
All right.
Do not cut this off.
Oh,
do not listen to him.
Oh, God. This is a Maddie in the morning.
Do not listen to Ken Laird. I want to play a song, actually.
Okay.
What are you, rich?
I'm thinking Freebird, 11 minutes. Or maybe the live version, 14 minutes. All right. For Ken Laird, we will take a break. We are at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach. And here is Courtney with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal with the Steelers, so pending a physical, he will be in Pittsburgh next season. The Pacers took game one against the Thunder 111-110 in OKC thanks to a Halliburton shot with 0.3 left to play. Game two is on Sunday. The Red Sox are in New York to take on the Yankees. First pitch at 7:05 with Walker Buehler getting the start, opposing Will Warren. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's is the best. WEEI.
We are off the track.
Join Christian Arkan on the Mass Mutual pregame show. Tonight, the Stanley Cup Finals continues in Edmonton. The Oilers lead the Panthers after game one. Puck drop at 8.
You know how you can save something like that?
What?
Do the worm.
No, yep. Thanks.
Do the worm.
I don't
worm,
know how to.
Worm.
I don't know how.
Can I get us back on track by saying swell? I don't know where it is. It's Old Orchard Beach.
All right.
Excellent coffee.
Really?
Very particular.
Okay.
Delicious.
All right. Hello to swell. Right. I hope they listen over there.
And what I meant to say was Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Okay. I just blanked for a minute. Yeah. And buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek symmetrical all-wheel drive to take any summer adventure on or off the road. SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. We will be right back.
We will be right back on a Roadshow Friday in Old Orchard Beach, Maine at the Brunswick on WE.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
EI. I'm told a rare Curtis rejoin request. Is that right, Curtis?
I listened to this on my ride home from Cowbell, and I was like, this is a nice little tune.
Yeah. There was some song that Courtney was playing in the golf cart yesterday, which was...
Sally, When the Wine Runs Out.
Sally.
That's what this show's become.
That was a great song.
It's so good.
I loved it.
It's kind of old school. You know what I did the other day, or yesterday when I was driving here? Instead of just putting on, you know, the current music that I'm liking,
yeah.
I just put on all of my liked songs in shuffle.
Yeah.
And let the world pick what I was going to listen to. The universe picked.
Yeah.
And there's so many gems that you forget about.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to Jones and Keith, but whatever.
Yeah, so don't I.
Yeah. Keith and I have our issues. So,
yeah, you do. Yes,
I think too.
I was listening to Danny Ball Game.
We have we have a lot of thanks to hand out, and it is, you guys are incredible for being here. You were here in the pouring rain this morning. I want to thank John, his whole team at WPEI up here, Atlantic Coast Radio. They are great hosts, and they are just the best when we come up here. And so I want to thank Tom and everybody here, Leah, the bartender here at the Brunswick.
Yes.
Nikki, every round of applause for them. We're going to be here tomorrow for our annual Beach Cornhole Tournament, which is presented by Ghost Tequila and by Troiano Waste here in Maine. And you're going to get a very special Ken and Curtis show from 9 until 12 tomorrow here.
Right.
At the Brunswick.
One person brings logic, the other one to the equipment.
Oh.
Seems like you guys will be getting along.
If we could, I would like to open the Window World of Boston weather window, speaking of cornhole, and see if we're going to be able to play tomorrow. Curtis, poke your head outside.
Windy.
Forecast, what are we looking like?
You know what, Greg? I kind of want to plead the fifth here. Not looking good.
Okay.
But then again, I said it would be nice, and it rained today. So you never know. It's going to be 65 tomorrow morning with some showers, looking like about an inch of rain tomorrow in the
total?
Area. That's what it says right,
right.
now.
No, we'll be fine.
But right now, if you're listening, Gronk, 69 degrees at Old Orchard Beach.
Excellent.
Afternoon high of 72.
All right. I think we have a couple guest leads that remain, and then we're going to get to Hill Notes. Hello, sir. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Matt. I'm from Old Orchard Beach via Dorchester and New Bedford.
Excellent. Okay. Are you retired? Or
I am retired up here for a couple of years.
Fantastic. Good
on
you.
My wife supports me.
Yeah.
Let's give her a hand. Okay? Yeah.
Curtis has been asking me to retire for the last 6 years, but I'm not going anywhere.
Well, Greg, this is
I wouldn't
for
drink
you.
That.
Greg, for you, is Alex Cora checked out? Alex Cora is a good baseball man. He's managed veteran teams to win. Now he's dealing with, we want to be the Tampa Bay Rays. We want to develop players. Guess what? We don't know how to develop players. We can't identify them, and we're not signing the right players. What do we do? Alex Cora is checked out. He's got his 3 years, $27 million. Fire me. I'll go off and I'll sit around. I'll make a lot of money, and someone else will hire me in a heartbeat. Mm. What are we going to do, Wiggy? We need somebody to come back, be the heart of Boston, and run this goddamn
okay.
team. Come on, brother.
All right.
Get me a manager. Get me an owner. Get me a business. Come on, man.
Right.
Okay. We can't do this. We're done.
All
We're
right.
better than this.
All right.
Thank
All right.
you, guys.
I like
Thank
it.
You. It's on you, Wiggs.
That's why I think Veritek would be perfect.
He would be perfect.
You know, because I think he has that, you know, it's almost like the Mike Vrabel effect, what, you know, his connection to the organization as a player. He knows his baseball stuff, but I guess the question would be, would he want that type of position?
You know what?
Can I just say, though, like, what a fall from grace when you consider 2 years ago, Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, everybody was begging for them to figure it out and to keep them there. They were able to grow those two players.
Yeah.
Those were two guys that came up within the system, so they were able to do that with both of them, and, you know.
Well, I mean, they have the number one prospect in baseball, so it's not like they don't know how to at least develop a player and get him to the majors.
Right. You know what?
Durant looks pretty good.
One thing we took for granted, like, think about from 04. So Francona was hired in the 04 season. Francona with the Red Sox, Belichick obviously with the Patriots, and the Celtics, it was Doc. You had from 04 to 11, I think, one or two coaching changes in the four teams combined.
Yeah.
And now you're sitting here, and it's like, who's the, so you have Cora, who was rehired in 21.
Yeah.
You have
don't leave Marco Sturm out of the discussion.
There you go.
Can I tell you, this talk radio in Boston about the Marco Sturm hire sucked. Nobody liked it. It was awful. The dumbest takes, like, people think they have to talk about a subject because it gets introduced. Nobody knows a damn thing about Marco Sturm. I didn't watch the AHL affiliate of the Anaheim Ducks. Neither did you. Don't have to go on the radio and act like you know what's happening. Nobody has an idea. Talk about something interesting, not something nobody knows anything about.
You didn't watch the Halifax Highlanders?
God, it's like people are angry about it. I'm like, what do you know about Marco Sturm?
I actually learned on the beach yesterday, there was a gentleman sitting behind me that, and he was talking to somebody else, that he went to school with Marco Sturm's son.
Oh. He's actually he's going to be on the afternoon show at 3:20 talking about
it.
All right, one more guest lead. Hello, sir.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I'm Dave McIntyre, Sandown, New Hampshire. How you doing?
Thanks for coming over from New Hampshire. We appreciate that.
I love you guys. I'll be at Bernie's.
Awesome.
I want to give a shout out to your homeboy over here.
Griff?
Yeah, he looks good.
Oh, well, he's newly engaged, and his better half is right behind him, Taylor.
No, he actually looks like Will Campbell. So
okay, he does.
He is
like,
nasty.
I think he can play for him. But honestly, mine has just been bothering me for over a year since the last time I was at Bernie's seeing you guys. It's aimed at Wiggy. So the Caitlin Clark, Angela Reese, whatever, Angel Reese, I don't care. The problem is it's not a race issue. Caitlin Clark is dominating that sport. She is dominating it. And she has been out for 2 weeks. I don't have the numbers. I can't back it right now, but I guarantee you nobody's watching it. Not a single soul.
I agree with
but
that.
But you sit there and say she is part of it. She's not part of it.
She's part of what?
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese.
Oh, she's part of the drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's part of the drama.
The drama's not what's
going on. Let me ask this question. How many Indiana Fever games did you watch Caitlin Clark play when she wasn't playing against Angel Reese?
I've watched every single one, and I actually...
Diehard, get that man a Fever's jersey.
No, but so listen, I don't even like the WNBA. It's actually quite boring. It's like college basketball to me.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it, but Caitlin Clark is just a unicorn. You want to call her a unicorn?
Oh,
go
she's
for
good.
It.
Yeah.
She is...
She's talented.
I started watching her before she got drafted, and it was amazing. Just
but did
to
you
watch.
Start watching her when she was going against Angel Reese in the drama? Because that's what drew a lot of people
actually,
in.
So I didn't even know about the drama when I first started. I heard somebody tell me, hey, check out this girl. She's really good. I said, all right, you know what? I don't do WNBA, but I'll give it a go. I don't do college hoops really other than March Madness, even for the guys. But I was like, all right, let's give it a shot. And I gave it a shot, and she is just fun to watch. Her persona is beautiful. I mean, it's just great. But you think the drama is what's getting all this money for the WNBA, and it's crazy to me because it's really her, and then all the whole league, whatever race you are, they're just literally battering this chick and just battering
they're
her.
They're jealous.
It's insane.
But then you could listen to a lead like that, though, and say you're battering Angel Reese. To start off something and saying Angela, I don't care what her name is, that's the issue here. Yeah. That's what a lot of people find when you the disrespect that comes towards Angel
Reese.
Like
Caitlin Clark.
My mistake. Yeah. I fumbled her name. I'm nervous. It's the first time on the radio. My bad.
No, you're not
offending me. Listen, I'm just giving you the opposite take.
You missed on her name like she misses every layup. Like,
but you got the rebound.
Why do you think she had the rebound?
All right, thank you.
No, Caitlin Clark's a good player. Yeah. Like, she's so talented. I think she's definitely – but I think a lot of people, they know – and for the people who say they knew Caitlin Clark before – the Angel Reese and all that.
Oh, Greg did. He has the package.
Yeah. Okay, so you knew her when she was playing, when she was a freshman and a sophomore playing at Iowa because she was lighting it up back then, but no one really talked about her until it was the national championship game and it was the whole thing. And she's doing a great job in the WNBA. Does she get hate? Yeah, she gets hate. Right. I agree with that. And I don't think Angel Reese has done enough on the court to be able to be in the same conversation.
But she doesn't deserve all the hate she gets either.
Right.
I think we should take a break here, Ken. We are going to take a quick break, and we will finish the show with Hill Notes.
All right.
From Old Orchard Beach, Maine, Roadshow number 4, we will be... Oh, yeah, you can applaud. Yeah.
Thank you.
You came all the way here. Might as well be part of the show. Yes, we will be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, it is great to be back in town here in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. Roadshow number 4 coming to a close, and Jones and Keith coming up at 10. And I will I'll probably, if you want to find me, I'll be here all day. Why not? It's a beautiful day. We got some maybe a little fried clam basket for lunch, Curtis. Ooh.
James recommends the chicken tender basket.
Yes. Oh, and James is here.
James is here. Yep.
Hi, James. James Curtis in the house. There he is over there.
Yep. Autographs later. Nope. I don't know why she's waving.
We got to get to, before we go, though, to today's Hill Notes, and they are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you got to call Coleman.
Coleman.
It's electric.
Marco friggin' Sturm. Are you kidding me? Typical Bruins BS. Oh, let's bring a former player back into the family. It'll be a nice story. Hey, Cam, newsflash. We don't want nice stories. We want Stanley Cups, you boob.
And happy birthday to Cam. It's his 60th birthday today.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
Wow. Okay. Well, Cam's older than you. I would have never guessed.
Just barely. But, I mean, really, you didn't have the selection of candidates was not that large.
No.
I don't think.
It was a bottom of the barrel. But I am glad that we had that nameplate teaser. That was really.
But, I mean, it's like you said. You know,
that was breaking news.
We don't know.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of the organization. I would say social media posts, Bruins 1, Woo Sox 2 this week.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like anything. We don't know who the hell this guy is, what he's going to do. It's the same way with Jim Montgomery. Like, you hear it, guys.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, when you think of NHL coaches, there are a lot of guys that you kind of go, who's that? And then they, you know, they're either good or, you know, they don't do well, and they'll try to figure out a new coach in the next couple of years.
Well, I mean, you got a guy who played the game, and I think that's an advantage, and I will see what happens.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I'm no mathematician here, but Jackson, your uncle was in World War II? How old is your uncle?
I guess I got to clarify. It was my great uncle, Norris, and he's no longer with us.
Okay, that's great. I didn't think about it at the time because it was a great lead.
I didn't want to ruin the fun.
It was sentimental and moving, and I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Uncle Norris.
Are you sure it was Babe Ruth's baseball, or was it?
No, it was Bob Ruth, like Jackson guy said.
Greg Hill, 60 adjacent or not, you are sharp as a tack, my friend. That was the best take I've heard out of your mouth since you started doing takes. My goodness, you're absolutely spot on. The human element's been completely disallowed. This isn't a video game. And the joystick coaching or management from the front office has got to stop. Absolutely perfect. Enjoy the Pine Tree State.
Thank you. It was very frustrating yesterday because I had a very simple, somewhat friendly question for Mr. Breslow about Driveline, and then the immediate defensive response was, you know, what would you prefer? I would prefer that when you are up at bat in Major League Baseball with a runner in scoring position, you advance him to the scoring position. It doesn't seem to be working the way in which you have approached player development utilizing the driveline philosophy.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm not aware of every intimate detail of the driveline philosophy, Craig, but it doesn't seem to be working. If it were working, they would be hitting the baseball.
I think you and I are similar in that, like, there was a way to play baseball forever. From Little League through high school, there are certain things. You don't make the first and third out at third. You know where the cutoff guy is. You know, 2-0, you're looking for a certain pitch. 3-1 action count. There's all these things that are just baseball. And then people got a computer and a calculator, and they paid a lot of people at MIT, and they think they can reinvent the sport. When the basics, runners in scoring position, there is an added pressure when there's a guy at second base. You play differently close and late, and there's no algorithm or equation you can use to tell me how that's going to go. And so when you have Craig Breslow only feel full-throated in his defense of his baseball plan, not his manager, it shows what he thinks the most important pieces are.
And it's weird that he's like that because, you know, he worked for Theo for so long, and I don't look at Theo as being a huge analytics guy. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
He certainly utilized analytics. Mm-hmm. He was a disciple of Billy Bean and those guys, but he understood the full... I mean, he traded Nomar for Orlando Cabrera and Doug Minkiewicz because he knew there was a fatal flaw defensively on the team.
Yeah.
Well, I got one for Breslow. It's called the contact philosophy.
Ooh, what's that?
Just try to put the bat on the ball. That's it. And wherever it goes, yeah,
make
hopefully
contact.
It's between the foul lines.
Yeah,
make a little contact. And,
I like it.
You know, if you can
like
go from there.
Yeah.
Did you think Contact was a good movie?
No. I don't like Jodie Foster.
Okay. Oh, she was good in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, very
though.
Good at Child's
Play. She talks kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Jackson.
First of all, big ups to Wiggy. Hell of a journey. Thanks for putting Tom Brady on the map. Second, Curtis hit the nail on the head. It's all about building relationships. And unfortunately, Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow, they can build you a bridge better than they can build you a relationship. There's no connection between players and organization at the moment. That's the biggest issue that the Red Sox have.
Well, you'll find out what they are, I guess, in this series, because they're either going to be somewhat back in it or they're going to be miles and miles behind the Yankees after
guess
this series.
Ladder. Yeah.
What time is first pitch tonight?
8:05
on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
7:15
7 something.
I don't know. My computer died.
Oh. Okay. Well,
Ken was telling me earlier.
I see. All right.
7:15.
Okay.
Anyone?
I'm looking it up as quick as I can.
Go ahead.
7:05.
Go ahead, Jackson.
There you go.
I would like to be the first to nominate Angry Principal Dave as the next contestant on the Hillman Morning Show Dating Game. The candidates he'll be courting are as follows: Courtney's mom. Aunt Kathy, Courtney, since Santo has her halfway out the door, and one Jennifer Hill.
Ooh, okay. If Angry Principal Dave is interested in the dating game, we could find. But doesn't he? Isn't
I thought he had a lady?
Isn't
my mom's
taken?
Married? My dad, my aunt's married, and I'm married.
Yeah, and isn't doesn't he have a lady? Angry Principal
Dave. Yeah, he
Dave?
Does. Who she's lovely. He brings her to all the shows.
He called into the Ken and Curtis show last week. Guess what he does on the weekends for a part-time job?
What?
Basketball ref. Is that not perfect?
Trying to make a little bit of money, making a couple trumps on the side.
Yep. Yes.
I want to start with a disclaimer. I am not the Kevin Millar, but anyway, I missed a few more sayings from yesterday's interview. If you want to say somebody's jacked up, you can say this person's a hockey cleat, a football bat, and a chicken wire canoe. Cowboy up.
I enjoyed Kevin Millar greatly on the show yesterday.
You got a lot of people from down south, especially Texas.
He was a great interview. He is a great interview.
It was early in the morning for him, too.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Loving the Wiggy article, but is nobody going to talk about the cargo jean shorts?
He told us that they're still in style.
Jean shorts are in, man. I'm telling you. Still in.
Is that the Mass Hole official jean, like the jean short is the, like, most identifiable Mass Hulk part of clothing.
Oh, really? I would have thought it's more like Atlantic City, Jersey Shore is the jean short, the jort.
Did your mom take you to Tello's when you were little?
She did. She took me to Tello's. I used to love Tello's. Yeah. I used to get my school sneakers. I couldn't wear them but to school.
That was only like a East Boston, North Shore thing, Tello's.
Yeah, we'd go to Tello's. Yeah. We'd go to sometimes I go to Harry the Greeks to get some, like, shoes or Timberlands.
Yeah.
Eastern Clothing of Watertown?
No.
I don't know what that is.
No. You know what sneakers I liked growing up? Baby Fats.
Baby Fats, okay. Yeah.
And you had to lace them a certain way.
Oh, yeah. We're out of time.
Very cool.
go ahead, Jackson. Sorry.
Yeah, hi. Hey. Can you please not play any more Hill Notes from Angry Principal Dave or the caw guy or the guy that says, Shime, you still stink. Can you please play some different Hill Notes? A little variety, please. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you got it. That's life imitating art. Yes. You, sir, were the different Hill Note.
Right. Because who controls the Hill Notes? Is that a Jackson thing?
Yep. Jackson, yeah. Yep. Jackson. Do you have more left, Jackson? Or
got a couple left, yeah.
Okay, couple. Let's get through them. We were trying to figure out the other day, Wiggy and I forget where we were, probably at a bar.
Yeah.
And we were trying to figure out where the caca started, and I think it was a discussion about Andre Dawson.
That's right.
Yeah, the Hawk.
Is that where it started?
Yeah.
I said it, and Wiggy, out of left field, irony, Andre Dawson, said the Hawk, and he said, caca!
Where it started.
Yeah.
Wish we had a better story.
Honestly, it's honestly the best thing you brought to the show. No offense.
Well,
no, Mama Bula's food too.
I throw a lot of ish at the wall and see what sticks, right?
Amen.
Yes, you do. All right, one more, Jackson.
Hey, Wiggs, you bombed on Fact or Fraudulent. You know, if you're going to use our beaches for recreational activities, you should know your Maine history, brother. Have a good one.
Yeah, I'm not very good at Maine history.
No, you weren't that good.
I'm not a history person.
That's all right.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
But I think these people are accepting you as a Mainer. Is Wiggy officially a Mainer?
Yes.
I went to Princeton Academy.
Yes,
he
is.
Stephen King's from up at that area there, so I mean.
All right. Well, I hate to do it, but we got to go. So I want to thank everybody on our team. Eamon, Griff, Ken Laird, Carolyn, Street Team, everybody here at the Brunswick, Tom, Nikki, that whole crew, our hosts up here, John and his team at the radio station. Have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow for Cornhole here at the Brunswick. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.